USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump welcomes ICE agents to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
At the White House, President Trump hosted CBP and ICE agents, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
Most everything that he's done as far as immigration goes is effective. What he's doing is he's shining a spotlight on the problem, and until we solve that problem, we're going to continue to discuss this issue. Illegal immigration continues to rage. The amount of drugs across the border continues to flow across in almost unfettered. You know, in my 21-year career as a Border Patrol agent, I can tell you that we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Yeah, because
and James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
After days of silence, the Pope responds to the latest allegations of sexual abuse of children by Catholic priests. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The Archdiocese of Miami says Father Henrik Pollak has paid the money back to the St. Coleman Catholic Church in Pompano Beach. He could still face legal action after the church reported the incident to the state attorney's office. The Miami Archbishop says the breach of trust saddens and disappoints him. The Sun Sentinel reports the Archdiocese reviewed the congregation's financial records after getting reports the priest was diverting money, and he did agree to resign last Wednesday. The parish administrator has taken Father Pawalik's place.
And a young woman who loves to rollerblade, trying to help others and break a world record at the same time. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with her story.
23-year-old Yanis Ho is rollerblading across the U.S. to raise scholarship money. Ho, who calls herself the Bladestress, has already covered 15 states on her way from Miami to Portland, Oregon. She hopes to reach the West Coast in November and then blade back to Miami to break the long-distance rollerblading record. Along the way, she's not been accepting any money, just food and a place to sleep, directing all donations to a scholarship fund to send girls in Kenya and Uganda to school.
If they want to contribute, they could contribute to the scholarship that I'm raising funds for, other girls who will be able to go to school and chase after their dreams.
She says her mission is to show that there are amazing people in the world. Each day she has no plan, just faith and the goodness of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.